Chapter 9.
Gassed from head to toe, I trudged back to the mouth of the cave and out into the rain. Sasha was the first person I saw, huddled down out of the rain under a dead tree. Her blue eyes widened, and she gasped. Froze.
Nath,
she said, slowly rising to her feet.
Aye, I said. What's left of me?
What happened to you?
She said, running up to me. She hooked my arm over her shoulder and helped me along.
Nothing I care to talk about, I said. But this is over for now.
I tossed the bundle under my arm to the ground. That's when Bezog and Brenwar appeared.
You're all bloody,
Brenwar said.
What did you do?
It's good to see you too, Brenwar.
I kicked the bundle open.
I brought you gifts.
Brenwar's warhammer lay there along with Shum's sword and Bezog's baubles. I'd even put my armor back on. Brenwar crossed his thick arms over his barrel chest.
Did you kill him?
Kryzok. I wished he was dead more than anything. He'd killed Shum, and now he'd escaped. It really burned me. I shook my head no.
Give him a moment, Brenwar,
Sasha said.
He could barely walk and he's wheezing.
So?
Brenwar said. I eyed him.
Kryzak escaped,
I said.
What about the rest?
Brenwar said. I shrugged.
Maybe dead,
I said.
Except them.
Them who?
Bezog said, his violet eyes like saucers. He looked at me like I'd turned into an ogre or something. It made me wonder.
Have I changed again?
I swung myself and Sasha back towards the mouth of the cave.
Them,
I said, pointing.
Oh!
Sasha let out a sharp gasp. The first dragon appeared. She was bigger than a dog with bright yellow scales and white stripes. Dark-eyed and winged, she batted her long lashes at me and brushed past my leg. Sasha started saying,
He is so...
She,
Bezog said, kneeling down and holding out the back of his hand. The yellow dragon, a golden flower, lifted her nose and snorted past. She then spread her wings and rose into the sky. Another came, big as a man and long-necked.
A purple tail,
Bezog said. Its clawed feet splashed into the mud and the rain splattered off its dark violet scales. It showed a row of sharp teeth 6 inches long, dragged its belly over the stones, and disappeared into the woods. Good thing, too. The wingless ones were ill-tempered and harsh. Their heavy tails could shatter bones and rock. The others came out, some on 2 legs, most on 4. All splashed with vibrant colors. Most of them were a little taller than my knee. They were rubies, diamonds, and emeralds in the muddy rain.
I want to hold one,
Sasha said, kneeling down.
No, you don't,
I replied, pulling her up.
And don't even try it. If they want to be held, they'll come to you.
They're just so...
She clasped her hands.
Magnificent.
One by one, they darted into the sky. Only one out of the many thanked me. Barely.
That,
Sasha said, gawping as they went,
was incredible.
She looked me in the eye.
You saved them all, Nath. You did something good.
I groaned and shuffled to a log and sat. Sure, I'd done something good. But I'd also done an awful lot of killing.
Was that bad?
I watched the rain wash my blood off into a puddle between my feet. My blood, and theirs. It would take more than rain to cleanse what I had done. Those goblins and gnolls, they were dead, but it had been them or me. Brenwar picked up his warhammer and slung it onto his shoulder.
Let's go,
he snorted.
We've got a friend to bury.
Brenwar had a stretcher made, but despite my wounds, I carried Shum's body out of the crater. Unlike most elves, they were lighter in frame and lighter in weight than men. The Elven Ranger was heavy. I didn't complain. His death was my burden and mine alone. I'd walk him all the way back to Elam if I had to. Silently, we picked our way through the woods and back to the plains. It had stopped raining and the sun began to set. The horses awaited us there. Shum's Roamer stallion stood taller than the rest, and I lay Shum down before him. The horse nickered, stammered its hooves, and snorted. I grabbed the reins and patted its nose.
"I'm sorry, boy. I'm sorry. I probably knew more about the Roamers than anyone except them, but that was still very little. They were a discreet bunch, always moving through the lands and keeping to themselves."
"What do we do?"
Sasha said. "Do we bury him here, or do we take him somewhere else?"
I looked at Bezog. He shrugged with his eyes.
"It's not good to keep the dead above the ground for more than a day."
He shook his beard.
"Not good at all."
"They're a private people," I said. "I suppose a modest burial will do."
"I think he'd like that,"
Sasha said, picking at her lips.
"I'll pick some flowers."
"I'll help."
Shum's stallion nudged me, almost knocking me over.
"What is it?"
It dug its hoof by Shum and slung its head over its shoulder.
"Huh?"
It did it again.
"I think Shum's horse wants to take him,"
Sasha said. "Is that what you want?" I said in its ear.
"You want to take Shum?"
It nodded its head and neighed. I looked at the others.
"I suppose we can follow him. What are you..."
A black shadow crossed the sun and dropped into the grass.
Sasha screamed. It was Sansla Lieber,